You search out my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. Psalm 139, verse 3. Quiet Time Coaching, episode 539, part of the You Are a Wonder series based on Psalm 139. This is part 5, focused on verse 3 of the psalm and God's knowledge of my ways and your ways. God's knowledge of you and me is complete. It's intimate. He's not distant. He's not uninvolved. He's deeply acquainted with every aspect of your life and mine. He knows our actions, in other words, my path here. He knows our moments of rest, those precious moments, my lying down. And he even knows the thoughts and the motives behind them. And he says, all my ways. Perhaps Proverbs 5, verse 21 is relevant here. It says, for human ways are under the eyes of the Lord, and he examines all their paths. This means that our relationship with God is rooted in his complete awareness and understanding of us, even beyond, frankly, what we understand about ourselves. And isn't that a good thing? He is God. He knows more about you and me than we do ourselves. And that means that we can trust him. In Matthew 6, verse 8, Jesus said, do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. That gives us confidence in our prayers. That truth profoundly impacts the way that we pray. Knowing that God is intimately familiar with our lives should bring a sense of comfort, a sense of confidence when we approach him in prayer. Hebrews 4, verse 16, we can claim this promise. Let you then, approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need, to help you in your time of need today. We don't need to hide our struggles or our fears or our weaknesses. He already knows them. It encourages that knowledge. It encourages authenticity and honesty in our prayers. It frees us to be open with God about our true feelings, our desires, and our needs. This knowledge of God's attentiveness also assures you and me that he cares about the details of our lives, making it easier to trust him in every situation, including whatever you are going through right now. So some questions. Could you practice honesty in prayer? Spending some time, even today, being completely open with God about your thoughts, your fears, your desires. Remind yourself as you pray that he already knows and he loves you despite everything. And secondly, what about reflecting on God's presence as you go through your day? And this is something to pray about in the morning to help you so that as you go through your day, consciously bringing back to mind that God is with you, fully aware of your actions and of your thoughts, and then praying that that awareness will guide your decisions and your conversations with other people in a way that is godly and pleasing and that would be a partnership between you and God all through the day. Well, next time, we're going to move on to verse 4. You search out my path, verse 3, and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways, all the ways we will move in even today. By the way, I'm planning a spiritual experience day based on Psalm 139 in the spring of 2025. If you think you might be interested, please email me on the email address malcolm@malcolmcox.org. I hope you found these thoughts helpful, and I look forward to catching up with you next week when we look at the next verse in this amazing, wonderful psalm, Psalm 139. Take care, and God bless.